SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, Labor returns to power for a third term in Victoria's state elections. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan gives up on calling for a gap election. And in sport, Australia will face Canada at the Davis Cup final in Spain today. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Aslam Al-Ghalib. In Victoria, Labor is returning to power for a third successive term following Saturday's state election. The coalition had hoped to persuade voters a change was needed, but their messaging has fallen flat. Liberal leader Matthew Guy has conceded defeat to Labor. He says it's time to move forward, but remains optimistic despite the bad result for the coalition, offering encouragement for the Liberal faithful in his concession speech.
What we can see is that with a swing of around 4% to us and many pre-poll votes to come, we will finish, despite what many commentators say, we will finish with more seats in the Parliament in both the lower house and the upper house.
The Greens have won two extra seats in the Victorian state election, bringing the number of lower house berths to five. Before Saturday's vote, the party had just three seats in the lower house, but are projected to take Northcote and Richmond in Melbourne from Labor. Leader Samantha Ratnam says she believes Saturday's results as the beginning of the end of the two-party system in Victoria and called the result a Victorian greenslide. Earlier in the campaign, she said voters were turning to the Greens because of their disillusionment.
We've been talking to thousands of voters over this campaign who want politics done differently, who are sick and tired of the major parties taking them for granted and want more Greens elected to make this happen.
Workplace Relations Minister Tony Burke says his industrial relations laws will pass the Parliament following negotiations with Senate crossbenchers. He said he was confident the workplace relations changes, which enshrine multi-employer bargaining, would become law after talks with independent Senator David Pocock. Mr. Burke declared it hasn't been an easy negotiation and that it involved a very intense process. The government wanted to pass the laws by the end of the year despite there being just one sitting week left before Parliament rises for the summer break. In Queensland, a language workshop has taken place in the outback town of Charleville. Over 3 days, the community has gathered in the town in the hopes of revitalizing the language of the Bidjara people. It culminated with a celebration on the banks of the river, where Bidjara people of all ages got a chance to show off their newly acquired language skills. The workshop was made with the support of Gamilaroi linguist Des Crump. He says it's been a privilege to be part of Bidjara language revitalization and underlined the importance for the community to learn languages.
Oh, it's just that sense of pride, that really connection for their identity about who they are and where they're from, and being able to say that's why it was so important to learn the introductions over the last 2 days.
In Pakistan, former Prime Minister Imran Khan said his party was quitting the country's regional and national assemblies. Mr. Khan made a long speech that lasted over an hour, his first public speech since he was injured in the foot during a gun attack earlier this month. He also put an end to his demand for snap elections, saying his party would win the polls scheduled for 9 months' time, and said he would no longer march on the capital. Imran Khan told tens of thousands of his cheering supporters that his Tehreek-e-Insaf party was leaving all regional and national assemblies and getting out of what he called a corrupt system.
Now we do not want to be a part of this system. I am going to meet all my chief ministers, my parliamentary party leaders, and we have decided to leave all the assemblies. Instead of causing destruction in our country, instead of creating havoc in our country, it is better that we get out of this corrupt system.
In tennis, Australia will face Canada for the final Davis Cup. Canada earned its ticket to the final after Felix Auger-Aliassime and Vasek Posipisil edged out Italians Matteo Berrettini and Fabio Fognini 7-6, 7-5 in a tightly fought decisive doubles affair. The Canadians will be chasing their first title in the men's team competition when they take on 28-time champions Australia today in Malaga in Spain. On Friday, Australia itself won qualification for the final by beating Croatia 2-1. It will be the first Davis Cup final for Australia in 19 years. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.